Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Gloria Riley. She is a transformational speaker, coach, and author, known for her unique ability to turn organizational aspirations into tangible reality. Welcome to the show, Gloria.
Thank you so much, AJ. I appreciate you taking the time to have me on today.
You are welcome to the show, Gloria. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we are going to talk about. We'll be talking about how one can elevate their financial success. But before that, we would want to understand your own journey about a career in finance. Tell us a bit about that. What brought you into numbers? Whereas a lot of people hate numbers, don't like the numbers too much, you know, like me.
Yes, that's true. A lot of us don't like the numbers. To be honest with you, I did not like the numbers either. I liked the fact that the numbers gave you the opportunity to make purchases that you wouldn't ordinarily make if you didn't have the numbers. So I decided to really dig deep into why I was so passionate about financial literacy. That's what I'm really passionate about, getting an understanding of what it is and what it can do for you. And being financially free or having financial freedom is a wonderful, wonderful place to be in. No longer are you waiting on someone to do something for you. You have the ability to do things for yourself once you've acquired the knowledge to obtain certain things. So at an early age, I realized that if I wanted to be ambitious or if I wanted to be successful, it was up to me. It was up to me to determine how I would get to that desire, that burning desire that I have, that passion to be great. Because I always knew greatness was within me, but I didn't know how to go about getting it. And that's why a lot of people, they go to college or they go to trade school or they get mentored by someone. And they do those things because they have a deep burning desire to be more than what they currently are. And that is within us. And so when I realized that I had that desire, that burning desire, I just needed to birth that desire. And when you want to birth anything, you have to be involved. You have to be an active participant to bring things to fruition. And mine just happened to be financial freedom. And so that's how I got involved in it. And it is a transformation. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a process. And it is within each of us to bring our desires out. We have to believe that it's possible. First of all, we have to imagine. We have to see it before we can believe it. So we have to imagine that it's possible. Believe that what we desire is possible, and then we will prosper. We will have the desires of our heart as long as we are committed. And we are our own CEOs. We are the CEOs of our dreams, our desires, our heart. And so you have to have that type of mindset. So thanks for asking that question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gloria, you explained it well. And about desires, desires can also lead you to hurry up into something and then you can make mistakes. So I want to understand, you know, how to move towards your desires very elegantly, very smartly, and not make mistakes. So help us understand what common mistakes do people make when managing their finances and how they can actually avoid them so that they can, you know, move towards their goals, their desires as, smartly as possible.
Yes, that's a really great point, because a lot of us will say, I have the desire to graduate from college. I have the desire to open up a bakery. So once you have that desire, write it down. It's actual a goal. Write your goals down on paper. Monitor your goals, track your goals, and readjust if necessary. You have to then believe that what you want is so strong that you put a priority on it. This is your number one priority. It's a job. Your goal is now a job. You go to it every single day. So it's a routine. What action steps do I need to take to accomplish this goal? Is everything going to be a bed of roses? No. You're going to make mistakes, but you learn from your mistakes. If you need assistance, if you need help achieving those goals, there are a lot of professionals out there that are that would love to help you accomplish your goals. In fact, you may need more, you may need a team to help you accomplish your goals. So there's nothing wrong with asking for help, getting the assistance that you need. And if you make a mistake, you get back up and you keep moving forward. Everybody has failed, but we like to say we fail forward. We just continue to keep on moving. Some goals are small, large. So if you have intermediate goals, that's fine. If you have small goals, that's fine. If you have large goals, the fact is that you have a burning desire. You have to birth that desire into reality. You write it down. What is it going to take for me to accomplish this goal? I must work on it every single day. So what are my daily steps? Then when you achieve your goals, celebrate. You have done something fantastic, something wonderful, something that other people are afraid to do. And then you set your next goal. You will need to have confidence, confidence that you can complete the desires of your heart. So you must have that confidence. And yes, you're going to have fear at the same time, but fear and faith can't coexist. So your faith is going to overcome that fear. But you keep on moving until you have accomplished your destiny. And this is your transformation. You'll find out that you've been able to accomplish more in 2024 than you did in 2023 because you took action. You kept moving forward. You recite affirmations. These are your subconscious desires that you verbalize every day. And even if you don't believe it, once you affirm it, once you recite it every day, it becomes a belief in your belief system. I am successful. I, you know, for example, when I sleep, my money is working for me. Those type of affirmations, whether you believe it or not, they will come to pass. So you have to do all the things that will lead you to have a very successful plan. You have to have a strategy. Everything that you desire will involve a strategy. Having the mindset to create your desires, having the effort and the energy to see it through, have a daily routine to see it through, having the wisdom to monitor your activity. How am I doing today? Did I fail? What did I do wrong? How do I need to reassess this activity? What should I do differently? Do I need help? Once you've accomplished your goals, celebrate because you've done something that you didn't do last year. And then you realize that setting a goal, accomplishing a goal and a strategy is work. This is your daily job. This is your number one priority. So that's the mindset that you need to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people have a mindset, you know, especially if they're young, that, listen, I don't earn much. So what's the use of having any financial planning in, you know, that sort of a planning? When I will earn, then I will think about it. Then people who are, you know, who are earning, they know, okay, I know exactly how much I earn. So I can put my money in few places, whatever my friends say, someone in the office says, someone in my relation says, and they put their money wherever it is possible. But actually, they don't get down to coming down to a proper financial planning. How would you like to explain to them the importance of financial planning for achieving, you know, long-term independent financial independence as well as long-term financial stability?
Okay, financial planning is a mindset. And you're right. I can remember talking to clients and they didn't have a whole lot of money. And they thought, well, I don't need a financial plan. But a financial plan involves a lot of different moving parts. Having insurance, for example. Okay, so, or having a budget, for example, or a savings plan, or a spending plan. So let's say we're dealing with someone who maybe is making $30,000, $40,000 a year, and they feel that they cannot have a financial plan. Well, we can start with that person of creating a budget. Let's say we create a savings budget. You save $50 every single payday. And this is, say, it's 2002. And now we're here in 2023, and we started off with $50 a month. Now we're up to $1,000 a month. You start where you are, and you build from where you are. Because some people, as we know, they have been financially free, and they made bad decisions and went into bankruptcy and lost everything and had to start over. So never use that excuse that I can't do it or I don't have enough money. You start where you are. Insurance is a very important part of financial planning. Make sure you have life insurance, health insurance, long-term care, auto insurance, homeowners insurance. Make sure you save every month. The minimum amount is to save 10% of your gross income. From there, maybe start saving $50 every pay period. Then monitor your spending. You don't want to spend all your income every month. So set aside to put $100, $200, $300, $400 into a savings account every month. We spend more time planning our vacation than we do our life. So you have to plan for college, plan for your children's college, plan for retirement, plan to purchase a new home. Whatever it is, you need to set the money aside to plan for those things and monitor your spending. Do you really need to go to Starbucks every day to buy coffee? You can save that money and put it into a savings account. Then we know that we are not going to work forever, so we want to retire. So how are you taking advantage of your retirement account at work? Do you have a pension? Some pensions aren't around anymore, but do you have a Roth IRA or an IRA? Will Social Security be around for you? What are you going to do if it's not around for you? You know, so we have to plan and execute our plan and monitor our plan and start wherever you are. And stop making excuses. You're not going to always be where you are unless you take no action. But if you are an action taker, you will never remain the same if you take action to improve your current situation. So you have to change your mindset. I am wealthy. You know, people that were born, let's say, in the ghetto, and they wanted to leave the ghetto, they weren't saying, I'm going to always live in the ghetto. They said, I'm going to move to this side of town. I'm going to have this type of house. I'm going to have this kind of education. My kids are going to be doctors and lawyers or whatever. You have to command what you want, and you have to work towards getting it. Even though you can't see it, it will come to fruition if you work on it every day. That is your daily routine. That is your job. You do live the abundant life. You are successful. You will have the desires of your heart because you're confident that they will come to pass.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Gloria. So now, there is much to learn from you, and I'm sure people can learn a lot from your books. So tell us a bit about the books that you have written and the latest one.
My latest book is called Imagine, Believe, and Prosper, a financial guide, and it's available on Amazon and also at GloriaRaleigh.com, my website. And it's actually a tool with worksheets and budgets. And when you read it, you will learn at the end of the chapter, there is a task that you have to do every time you read the book. So it's moving you along with acquiring knowledge and taking action. And that's what we really need to do. We need to read. And then if it makes sense to you, take action to change your situation. It really bothers me when I see people living in poverty because they don't have to. You can move out of your current situation if you take action. So my book is written for anyone between in their 30s and their 50s and in between as well, that will move you from where you are to where you want to be. It will help you to realize your financial destiny. And it's a wonderful book. I think you will enjoy it. And it's for, you can pass it along to your loved ones and to your relatives. What I did over my years as a financial advisor, I wanted to put things together in a book. And when you start talking about financial planning, you have a mindset that my life is important. My future life is important. So I want to plan to make sure in the event of something happens to me, my loved ones would be protected. I want to make sure that I don't have to pay, they won't have to pay as much in taxes. So I need to do some estate planning. I want to make sure that I can retire with 70 or 80% of my earned income when I retire. So this book teaches you step by step what you need to do to have financial freedom. It's a guide. Most importantly, you have to have the proper mindset that all things are possible. Because sometimes when we look at this world and this economy, we think that we have no hope. We always have hope. We always have hope, and we always must believe in our dreams. And we have to make our dreams a reality. So this guide helps you to do that. It's a step-by-step guide. And affirmations are so important. You have to say what you want and believe what you want. If I wanted to be on the podcast today, I had to believe that I could be on this podcast today. And it happened. So believing in yourself and your goals is just that easy. And this book will help you achieve all those. And then I'm also available for coaching.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's why I said there's so much to learn, understand from you. So what's the best way for people to, you know, learn from you, connect with you, get coaching from you?
You can contact me at GloriaRiley.com. And once you get into my site, you can just click that you like a free discovery call. We can just talk for 15 minutes or 30 minutes about where you are. What is it that you want to achieve? And I can see if we are a perfect match to help you get there. I have coaching classes. I also have different workshops and programs. And I have a mastermind. So you'll find something on the site that's suitable for you. And I have spent my whole life basically working to help others. So you have to love people. You have to want to serve others and know that your life matters, and whoever you touch, their life matters as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And financial freedom also matters a lot. So, yes. You know, and this will create not only financial freedom planning will help you, but it will help all your loved ones, even if you are not there.
And that is so important, because when we talk about financial freedom, we are setting an example for our family. So what better legacy to leave them than lessons to teach them how to be financially free? And you think that while we're adults and we go to work every day, that our kids are not watching us or our relatives are not watching. Everybody is watching you. So we are leaders in our family, male or female, it doesn't matter, because we all have the ability to be great. So why not get all the knowledge and share it with your loved ones to help them? They don't have to go through the hurdles that we went through. We're making their life easier because we have stumbled. We have already fallen. So why not help them so they don't have to make those same mistakes or go through those hurdles? So the book also talks about that, and just having the desire to be financially free is something that your family really desires. They don't always vocalize it, but it would help them for so long, because when you get a certain age, you just want to enjoy life. You want to do whatever it is that you want to do. That's financial freedom. And I believe everyone has been destined to have financial freedom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. On this note, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much, AJ. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.